And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm joined by KGNU Cannabis Correspondent and longtime marijuana reporter Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
All right, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know, if there's one image that I would like to obliterate completely, it's the one of the stoner eating potato chips and dip while watching TV. It's a marketing campaign, folks. It has nothing to do with cannabis. You know, they're trying to sell chips and dip. They're trying to sell whatever they're trying to sell. Unfortunately, it's the way that too many people still look at marijuana users. One of my earliest revelations about cannabis was back in the 1970s, at the beginning of what we now know as the war on drugs and the billions of dollars we've spent on it. Most of the literature that I would read about marijuana was research that the government allowed, and it was always concentrating on the negatives, like the above mentioned, you know, if you smoke marijuana, you're going to be sitting on a couch watching football. And here I was at this point in the 1970s reading about how marijuana made you want to sit on the couch and stuff your face. And I was mowing the lawn, cleaning the house, pumping up the tires on my bicycle after smoking a joint. It was the first one of the first revelations I had that we're not being told the truth here. And now cannabis can be bought in stores by adults all over the country, and research tells us that people who exercise do so after they've used cannabis, whether hitting from a pipe or a vaporizer or downing an edible. So the whole idea of lazy stoners, I don't think so. I would just love to get rid of that. Can it make a person who's already tending that way more that way? Probably, but I don't know whether that has to do with the substance or whether it has to do with the person. I'm still pondering that one. But one of the biggest surprises of the latest research on cannabis is finding that lots of athletes, even those in endurance races, use marijuana when working out. I spoke a couple years ago, with Avery Collins, one of those. It was the first thing I asked him. I said, are you nuts? These people that climb, they go 100 miles, they climb up and down hills. And he admitted to using cannabis for training and relaxation and pain relief. And it's not just athletes. Regular people run, walk, swim, exercise while using cannabis or after using cannabis. But isn't an endurance drug? Does it help you physically? Is the high just a mental thing? These are the kind of questions that we're kind of coming up against.
And I understand CU Boulder is actually looking into this, yes?
Yeah. Laurel Gibson, a CU Boulder graduate student who's pursuing her PhD in social psychology, she's heading a study through the university's newly approved study on physical activity and cannabis effects, or SPACE, an observational study that follows runners after they smoke marijuana. And she hopes to put 52 adult volunteers through 3 different sessions of marijuana use and exercise just to try to find out more about what's going on. Gibson says, we're just looking at how acute cannabis use influences factors associated with regular exercise. And some common barriers that people cite are pain levels or enjoyment, motivation, etc. So there's a lot of different things going on. And pain levels, enjoyment, and motivation are among the subjects that author Josiah Hesse, he comes from Denver, looks at in a new book called Runner's High. He has an easy style, his approach that kind of, you know, makes you look at different ways to look at this. And he talks to people who work out. He talks to ultra marathoners. And it's a fascinating book. And he'll be talking with Boulder Weekly editor Caitlin Rocket at the Boulder Bookstore on February 16th at 6:30 p.m. about his book and about that. It's really a fascinating look. And again, we're trying to just get rid of these stupid stereotypes that people have about people who use cannabis. Are there people who sit on the couch after they use cannabis? Yes, there are. But that isn't everybody who does it. And that's what we're trying to get away from.
Well, Leland, thank you, as always, for coming in and challenging our thinking on cannabis issues, whether it be new news and information or just stigma and stereotype. We thank you for joining us.
That's what we're all about here.
Well, you can hear Leland Rucker on the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. Thanks again, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.